appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas's top political leader assassinated overnight. Iran saying Ismail Haniyeh was killed in Tehran.
Jerusalem not commenting on Haniyeh's killing, which came just hours after Israel claimed the assassination of a top Hezbollah leader in Beirut. Iran says an explosion on a regime residence killed Haniyeh at about 2 a.m. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei calling it Iran's, quote, duty to avenge his death. Israel closing its airspace 50 miles south of the Lebanese border. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Israel is claiming responsibility for the killing of a top military leader of Hezbollah in Lebanon. Less than 100 days until the presidential election, and presumptive Democratic nominee Kamala Harris says she will have an announcement soon on her running mate. There is a rally scheduled with the two on Tuesday in Philadelphia. Still more questions about the results of Venezuela's presidential election. The Carter Center says it's unable to verify results. This is ABC. Washington, D.C.'s attorney general is suing StubHub, accusing it of luring in ticket buyers with ads, promising low prices and then ramping up the costs with extra fees. Attorney General Brian Schwab says that breaks laws against what is known as drip pricing. We're getting a new view into the night a bridge collapsed in Baltimore, killing six people.
Newly released body camera video shows the moment rescuers pulled a man to safety moments after he survived the key bridge collapse in Baltimore.
They're bringing the victim in now. They rescued him out of the water.
Officers are seen helping Julio Cervantes Suarez onto a dock, still wearing his yellow construction vest. He walks to the ambulance, at times grabbing the railing.
He was shaking up pretty good.
That's a long fall.
In March, six other construction workers died after the dolly, a container ship, lost control and hit one of the bridge pillars.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert, the ship suffered power losses twice before the collision, a new bridge expected to be done in 2028. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The book of John, chapter 8, records the story of the woman caught in adultery who was brought before Jesus by the Jewish religious leaders. Wanting to stone her to death for her sin, but also wanting to trap Jesus, they told Jesus that Mosaic law said such a sinner should be stoned to death. So they wanted to know if Jesus would condemn her for her sin. Jesus looked at them and said, "The one who is without sin should be the one who throws the first rock." Dropping their rocks and walking away, they left the woman standing alone in front of Jesus, who was the only one who had never sinned and who could legitimately throw the first rock. I'm sure there was much fear in the woman, but Jesus asked, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." It doesn't say that Jesus forgave her, but it does say that he didn't condemn her, which tells me that he erased her sin so much that there was nothing left to condemn. But what Jesus said next was the most telling of his work in his lives. But what Jesus said next was the most telling of his work in our lives. Jesus said to her, "Go and leave your life of sin." I've heard so many times that we're just sinners saved by grace. The sad thing is that I think Christians sometimes use that as an excuse for continuing to sin. But Jesus said, "Go and leave your life of sin." So people of God, let's live in the power of Christ and the Holy Spirit and leave our lives of sin so that those around us can see the work of Christ in us and glorify our Father in heaven.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
This summer, relax in style with Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Get a comfortable, stylish recliner for just $399.99, perfect for those lazy summer days and cozy movie nights. Visit us at 172 East Court Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, where comfort meets affordability. Relax this summer in your new favorite recliner. Shop local, feel great.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, it looks like the very warm but humid weather will stick around into the weekend in our neck of the woods, at least through Saturday. Also, several chances of showers and storms. We're tracking one cluster of developing storms over central Iowa this morning. That'll move through Illinois primarily. But the northern fringe may just clip parts of southern Grant into southern Iowa County with a stray shower or thunderstorm this morning, but it's a slight chance. Otherwise, we'll have another cluster of storms build up in Minnesota by this evening and slide southeast across the Badger State tonight. We could see some heavy activity, especially toward midnight and after. Tomorrow, an upper-level disturbance will spin across Wisconsin, causing occasional showers or a thunderstorm, but some dry intervals as well. Not quite as warm tomorrow, thanks to more cloud cover. Heading into Friday and Saturday, we should see plenty of sunshine once again, with those temperatures running quite toasty. Looks like another weather system could slide through late Saturday night and Sunday, with the next chance of rain. So today, look for quite a bit of sunshine, some hazy high clouds possible, hot and humid with highs around 91, southeast to south wind up to 5. Muggy with thunderstorms likely around midnight and after tonight. Some could be heavy, low at 69. Tomorrow, variably cloudy and muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. High temperature 83 with west winds around 5. Tomorrow night, the rain tapering off gradually, low 66. Friday, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a high near 87. On Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy, continued hot and sticky, low 65, high 89 degrees. 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm coming up late Saturday night. Sunday, variably cloudy, 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, low 66 with a high of 82. And heading into Monday, a chance of some rain and storms, high 78. We should dry out for Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank. We want to be your bank for life.
69 and partly cloudy today. Yesterday's high was 87. The record high, 99, set in 1988. The record low, 41 in 1967. Last year's high was 81 and the low, 57. Sunset will occur at 8:25 this evening. For tomorrow morning, sunrise time at 5:51. We have a west wind. Right now, a light and variable west wind up to a couple of miles per hour at times. Barometer at 29.91 and no precipitation today. We were as warm as 72 at midnight. The overnight low has been 67. Right now, it is 69 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at local sports from yesterday and a Brewer loss 5-1 to the Braves.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Arena kept its night league playoff hopes alive with a makeup game victory over Cazenovia in Kaz Memorial Park last night, 13-7. Sauk Prairie got the win against Mazamani, 5-4. Dodgeville, 4-3 over Wisconsin Dells. And Reedsburg beat Plain, final score of 10-1. Quail Run, Tuesday men's golf league action last night. Josh Coy, a winner, 32 was his score, with five birdies, holes 1, 5, 6, 8, and 9. Aaron Halverson had a 37, including a birdie on hole 1. Brandon Miller and Rich Barrancott each had 38s. Rich birdied hole 2. 39s for Neil Mahoney, Pat Keegan, Brent Montre, and J.J. Klatt. A 39 for Mahoney, as mentioned, with a birdie on hole 1. Two birdies on holes 4 and 7 for Pat Keegan. Brent Montre birdied hole 6, and J.J. Klatt birdied hole 2. Other golfers with holes played under par, Jake Colloy with an eagle on hole 1. Ken Nick Sr. birdied hole 1. Andrew Nitka birdied hole 3. Rod Reitz with a birdie on hole 3. Steve Gary with a birdie on hole 8. And Merle Jones birdied hole 9. Flag Prize winners Jake Colloy with the closest third shot on hole one, Andrew Nitka with the closest to the pin on hole three, Brent Montre with the longest drive in the fairway on hole five, Wally Wachter with the closest to the pin on hole seven, and Tim Callen, longest putt on hole number nine during week 14 of 20 for Quail Runs Men's Golf League. In the final week of the Church League softball regular season, Church of the Nazarene completed a perfect 12-0 season, downing Free Methodist 18-6. Corey Harris was 5-for-5 on the night. Scott Dilley and Zach Harris were both 4-for-5, and Jared McCullum went 3-for-5. Free Methodist was led by Mike Monty, who went 4-for-4. Liz Niemeyer and Dennis Hassel each added 3 hits. The Mission finished in second place, defeating Richland Baptist Temple 2-21-9. Andrew Thompson scored 4 times. Sean Logue had a double and a triple. McKenna Anderson added 3 hits. Richland Baptist Temple 1 clinched third place, getting by Boscobel Assembly of God. And St. Mary's held on to fourth place with a win over Bethel Lutheran 15-8. Dan Makovic scored 3 runs, and Ryan Cairns had multiple hits. The Church League tournament begins next Tuesday night, August 6th, on the East Diamond. Richland Baptist Temple 2 will take on St. Mary's at 6:45. Richland Baptist Temple 1 will umpire at 8 on the East Diamond. Baptist Temple 1 plays Free Methodist. St. Mary's will umpire. And at 9:15, the loser of the 6:45 West game plays the loser of the 6:45 East game. The winner of the 8 o'clock East game will umpire. On the West Diamond at 6:45 next Tuesday, Church of the Nazarene plays Bethel Lutheran. The Mission will umpire. At 8 p.m., Boscobel Assembly of God plays the Mission. Bethel Lutheran will umpire. At 9:15, the loser of the 8 o'clock West game plays the loser of the 8 o'clock East game. The winner of the 8 p.m. West game will umpire. For complete information, you can view rcchurchleague.com. Atlanta batters exploded for 4 runs in the third inning, and the Brewers never were able to catch up in Tuesday's 5-1 loss at home. That evens the series at a game apiece. Milwaukee's only run came on a Gary Sanchez single in the bottom of the 7th. The Braves pounded starter and loser Joe Ross and 2 relievers for 14 hits, including a home run by Wisconsin native Jared Kelnick. In the game, Joe Ross, with his first game back in a couple of months on the mound, he talked about that performance.
I mean, I felt good physically, so that's great. Just kind of that one inning, missing some balls over the middle of the plate. But I was throwing a lot of strikes, and honestly, just glad that he let me go out there and try to get to the 5th. So I kind of checked it off as a win, but obviously I wouldn't say I'm happy about kind of how I threw overall.
Freddy Peralta scheduled to start this afternoon's rubber game of the series. Pregame time 12:35 on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. They were able to pick up Frankie Montes in a trade before the trade deadline and make a couple of other deals. General Manager Matt Arnold talked about the Brewers.
First of all, I think we certainly believe in the group we have, I think first and foremost. And then also the ability to add multiple starters, starting with Savali here and Frankie, and then also a reliever that we like a lot in Mears. I feel like, yeah, I think we accomplished what we had hoped to this deadline.
Elsewhere in baseball last night, Cincinnati beat the Cubs 6-3, Arizona over Washington 17-0, San Diego 6, and the Dodgers 5. In the American League, Cleveland 5, Detroit 0, Baltimore 6-2 over Toronto, Seattle 10, Boston 6, Kansas City 4-3 over the White Sox. In interleague play, the Mets 2-0 over Minnesota, Tampa Bay 9, Miami 3, St. Louis 8, Texas 1. The Yankees 7-6 over Philadelphia. Pittsburgh 6, Houston 2. LA Angels beat Colorado 10-7. And Oakland was a 5-2 winner over San Francisco. Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell is talking discipline to the team as training camp is underway in Platteville. The first practice lasted 2 hours and 15 minutes Tuesday. Wisconsin had too many penalties last season, and the coach says that shows his players weren't disciplined enough. Fickell was encouraged by the number of fumbles by the Badger defenders that they were causing. Of course, that also brings concern about ball protection for the offense. Fickell talked about the camp so far.
The one thing that jumps out at you defensively, that they knocked a few balls on the ground. And I think that is a great sign defensively, since we only caused four fumbles last year, and I think we may have caused, legitimately caused, you know, four or five fumbles in practice today. It is a little bit alarming offensively, since we had 12 fumbles last year. That is an area that we've got to do a lot better. So, you know, those are the things maybe that jump out at you.
The fickle era continues for the Badgers as they work out at UW-Platteville.
There's an idea of that that's a period where we're trying to play faster, and if we just kind of allow, oh, it's day one, we're gonna let them work through some of these things. But that's not, you know, that's not what we're going to do now. You know, not that we have been in the past, but really trying to make sure we understand, establish what that standard looks like. And if it's a period where we're going to go fast, we got to make sure we're disciplined enough to understand what that means as an offense.
Training camp ended early for three Green Bay Packers. The team cut the players before Tuesday's practice started. Kicker James Turner, fullback Henry Pearson, and cornerback Zion Gilbert. The Packers are bringing long snapper Peter Bowden back. Cornerbacks L.J. Davis and Don Collis were also brought on board. Pearson was the only fullback on the roster. That means the team will use its tight ends in the backfield on some plays. Giannis Antetokounmpo has scored at least 30 points at both times, but his Greek national team is 0-2 in the 24 Paris Olympics and is facing elimination. Spain defeated Greece 84-77 early Tuesday. Giannis' team faces Australia coming up on Friday. The Redemption Tour ended a familiar spot for Simone Biles atop the Olympic podium. The American gymnastics star and her brilliance powered a dominant U.S. women's team as well. With Biles at her show-stopping best, the Americans' total of 171-296 was well clear of Italy and Brazil, and the exclamation point of a year-long run in which Biles has cemented her legacy as the greatest ever in her sport and among the best in the history of the Olympics. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
The annual Southwest Wisconsin Two Center Club Tractor Show is on August 3rd and 4th from 8 to 4 each day. Experience truck, tractor, implement displays, field demonstrations, and a flea market. Kids can join the Kinchy Pedal Pull on Saturday with registration at 10 a.m., a corn dig, and money hunt. Located off Highway 133 East on Perta Bay Road near Bosco. Sunday features Cowboy Church at 9 a.m., free admission and food daily. For more details, call 608-485-1623. All makes and models are welcome. Come celebrate our Kermit heritage with us.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
WRCO 100.9. Hey bartender, I need me one of those long necks. Yeah man, that's good, about as good as it gets. Here's a 20 for the jukebox, crank it up please. Here's another 50, run a tab for me. No, that stool's not taken, girl, you can sit right there. Old Joe, take good care of you, cause he cares. No, I didn't come in here looking for no romance. Hell, I didn't even come here looking for one of those one-night stands. Treat myself to a little bit of self-work. If you'd sit down on that stool any other night, I'd be buying you drinks, feeding you lines, working on a real good time. But tonight I don't need to talk. I don't need no shrink.
Top on WRCO. Good morning. Hey, we're getting a little bit of sunshine. Not bad. We're up to 70 degrees already. It'll be a big jump up toward 91 before the day is through. So it will be a sweaty one once again today. An important reminder, the Southwest Cab pop-up food pantry truck will be in the area today. All are welcome to pick up food bags at the Boaz Community Building parking lot from 11 until noon and at the Muscatine Village office parking lot from 1 until 2. Be aware of that. And the Muscatine American Legion Post 85 hosts Burgers in the Park from 3:30 until 8. They are sponsoring the Muscatine Rescue Squad this time, and they are looking at a record of 1,000 burgers. So if you can help the cause, we don't need you to eat 1,000, but eat your fair share. One, or two, or whatever. But anyway, if you can help them out, they would appreciate that tonight. 3:30 until 8, the Muscatine American Legion, they'll be serving their burgers in the park night. It's a great night for it. Let them do the cooking at Muscatine's Railroad Park. Here's George Strait on FM 100.9.
We really shouldn't be doing this, and we both know why. Just being close enough to think like this, enough to make you need to lie.
This kind of talk will lead us to somewhere. We're getting with you, coast to going there. The farther off, the better to resist. We really shouldn't be doing this. Only an isolated incident, but the acquaintance left me stunned. The first attraction was the hardest hit I thought I'd ever overcome. This kind of situation has to pass. This chance encounter has to be the last. To take it farther, we would be remiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. Needs to be hurting somebody else. If we don't say our goodbyes real fast, won't even think about a farewell kiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. Well, we really shouldn't be doing this. And we both know why. Just being close enough to think like this, enough to make me have to lie. This kind of talk can lead us to somewhere. We're getting way too close to going there. The farther off, the better to resist. We really shouldn't be doing this. This kind of situation has to pass. This chance encounter has to be the last. To take it farther, we would be remiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. Won't even think about a goodbye kiss. We really shouldn't be. Picture you peaceful in my bed. Better wake up, you sleepy head. Thinking about things I need to say. Baby, there's no way for no rainy day. I'm all about you, all about me, all about locking up knocking knees. All about love, all about us, all about baby, I'm about to bust. All about kissing in the big back seat, all about dipping in the burnt concrete, all about going out all the way. Now baby, I'm all about it. Well, I admit, baby, yes I do. I get off on the way you move. I do. The way that hand lays on your hip when you shake that finger and you give me lip. Well, your deadhead temper don't scare me none. Matter of fact, it kind of turns me on. I'm all about you, all about me, all about locking up knocking knees. All about love, all about us, all about baby, I'm about to bust. We'll be right back.
That's Randy Houser on WRCO Radio. Making news today, CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell says she will leave the job after the presidential election. O'Donnell told her colleagues in an email yesterday that it's time to do something different. O'Donnell says she will contribute interviews and other stories to CBS News, but in a role not fully defined yet. She says it's nothing to do with the pending merger of CBS News parent company Paramount to Skydance Media. And actress Riley Keough will discuss her mother's autobiography at an event at her grandfather's estate. Keough will be joined by a special guest for a discussion about the book From Here to the Great Unknown by Priscilla Presley at Elvis Presley's Graceland on October 12th. Keough finished writing the book after Lisa Marie Presley died last year. The book goes on sale October 8th. Her book tour will hit 5 other cities.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesse Tank Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesse Tank Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater, with great snacks and family-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. And the Leah Granzo Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel and Highland. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
The trivia question of the day will be coming up soon from WRCO FM 100.9 on a Wednesday morning. Here's Chris Stapleton. Ladies and gentlemen, it is trivia time once again on WRCO Radio. Your chance to win a great prize today from our Wednesday trivia sponsor, Walsh's Ace Hardware. Here's the question. Who was on deck for the Atlanta Braves when Hank Aaron passed Babe Ruth for the all-time home run record? A hint, he may be best remembered as a manager for the Giants and Cubs. Who was on deck for the Braves when Hank Aaron passed Babe Ruth for the all-time home run record? That's a good tie-in between both clubs, Atlanta and Milwaukee. They'll wrap up a series later on today in Milwaukee. Here's Jason Aldean. WRCO Radio and Jason Aldean, The Trouble with a Heartbreak. Well, we have a trivia winner today, none other than Carl Bethke, the baseball expert that he is. Way to go. Who was on deck for the Braves when Hank Aaron passed Babe Ruth for the all-time home run record? He may be best remembered as a manager for the Giants and Cubs. The correct answer was Dusty Baker. He went on for a solid major league career, not only with the Braves, the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Athletics, and he also managed the Giants and the Cubs for a time, later becoming an analyst for ESPN. So congratulations, Carl Bethke, the winner of our Walsh's Ace Trivia Prize today. Dusty Baker, and I didn't remember that at the time. Dusty Baker wasn't that well known, but I do remember the home run, and I remember watching it, and They didn't show the game. As I remember, they didn't show the game Braves were playing on national TV, but they cut into regular programming every time he would come to bat. And so, and they, I think they did that maybe the game before as well, as he was getting there and tying that 714 and then breaking it with 715. But I remember seeing it live, and incredible moment in sports history. I think they did the same about, it was less than 10 years later, when Pete Rose was going for Ty Cobb's record. They would cut into programming whatever the national TV broadcast was at the time just to show his at-bat and show whether he made it or not. The trivia question of the day today is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors, all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. We have lots of great things for sale today in the Grace Auction. Again, this is a good day for us. Lots of stuff, including some tickets, some handmade items, some really practical things, things that you may buy anyway, some gift certificates, which always go well for gifts, and some things that maybe you can use around the house, and some decorative things as well. So be listening today again between 10 and noon. Check out the schedule on WRCO.com and also on the WRCO Facebook page.
Don't miss the Super Summer Sales events happening at the Family Thrift Shop. Beginning July 31st to August 3rd, all summer clothing 50% off. Our back-to-school sale begins August 14th to the 17th. All children's clothing, shoes, backpacks, and all-size team sports apparel 50% off. Stop in often. New items are added daily. Shop smart, where your donations and purchases help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there!
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
We need more people in Washington, D.C. who are willing to find middle ground with both parties to get things done for workers and families. I'm Katrina Shankland, and that's why I'm running to represent you in Congress. As a state representative, I've passed 225 bipartisan laws and got them signed by both Republican and Democratic governors. These were bills to make healthcare more affordable, lower prescription drug costs, and strengthen clean water laws and protect communities from cancer-causing chemicals. That's the kind of experience I'll bring to Washington to start making a difference right away. Because we need to expand abortion rights, grow our economy, and protect our democracy from extremists like radical Derek Van Orden. I'm the only Democrat running in Wisconsin's 3rd District who's ever held public office and passed bills to deliver results. I'm Katrina Shankland, and I approve this message because I'll work with anyone to get things done for you. Paid for by Katrina Shankland for Congress.
Wilkinson Auctions Muscadet Area Equipment Consignment Auction is Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. Some of the highlights include a low hour 2021 Case SR175 skid loader, a John Deere 550C dozer, tons of trailers including multiple reefer trailers, combines and heads, and grain carts and gravity boxes. New equipment is arriving daily, so check the website or come down to the auction yard to see new pieces. The Muscadet Area Equipment Auction, Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Yard. More info at Wilkinson Auctions.com.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
100.9 WRCO.
Watched a California sunset burn from orange to gold. Bought a pawn shop six string, sold my soul to rock and roll. They say if you ain't busy living, then you're just dying slow. I wanna say I've done it all by the time it's time to go. Where and when and what'll be the death of me? Will heaven only know? If I be the highway, then if I be this song, might be go. Road lives, roller coasters, mountain highs and valley lows. Broke a haunted on two wheels, found revival on the road. The devil's always on my heels, but I keep him on his toes. And it might be the highway, and it might be these songs, it might be the whiskey or smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it, one day I'm gonna die. But something's gonna kill me, might as well be.
dirty socks, Xbox, Jamie's gone, change the locks before he gets back tonight. I ain't got a dime, and what have I been buying? This is where I draw the line.
It's like I'm fading into nothing, another ripple in the ocean. I just wanna feel something before I wake.
WRCO Radio. Congratulations to Sue Hafner, the winner of trivia today on WRCO Radio, the winner of Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe ice cream. She heard the ice cream man come through. The waning moments of July ice cream month are today, so it'd be a great day to get out and treat yourself and get some ice cream at Christie's. So, yeah, congratulations. Thanks for listening, and we hope that you enjoyed our ice cream giveaway during the month of July. Happy trails time coming up. Then we'll talk about National Night Out today on the morning show. Here's Patti Loveless.